Blog Talk Radio.
Let's see what Isaiah 62 verse 1 says.
And from Titus, picking up verse number 6 down to verse number, let's read down to get our point. Let's see where they're going.
Isaiah chapter 52, verse 1.
What?
For Yada Judah say, will I not hold my peace?
Right.
And for Yada Judah's sake, I will not rest.
Right.
Until the righteousness thereof go forth in brightness.
Until the righteousness go forth in brightness. Righteousness and brightness. Go ahead.
And the salvation thereof from the lamp that burneth.
Okay. Now they're moving quick. Let's see what's going on in verse number 6.
Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6 reads.
Listen to this.
I have set watchmen.
What is that?
I have set watchmen. Upon your wall.
Uh-huh.
O Yada Judah, son of the kingdom. Bluebird, Jerusalem. Which should never hold their peace.
And these watchmen, when they get down to the one that got the mess, they go do what?
Never hold their peace.
Never hold their peace. Go ahead, Reed.
Day nor night.
Day or night.
Ye that made mention of Yahweh, keep not silent.
That's right. So otherwise, the one that mentioned Yahweh, keep not silent. So the middle spirit, they ain't playing around and getting down to you. So when you get this word, don't keep silent. Day or night. Give me one more verse.
Verse 7 reads.
Why?
I gave him no rest.
And give them 17 nations how much rest?
No rest.
You don't give them 17 nations no rest. Go ahead and read.
Until he had established. And until he make Yada Judah, the son of the kingdom, Pluto word Jerusalem. A praise in the earth.
Back to I.O.
Thy only son, Isaac, whom you love.
So hold that point. Let's go ahead and
Hoshea from the northern kingdom. Let's go to the book of Genesis 17 right quick. Let's pick up a few things. Genesis 17, we're going to pick up at verse number 15. Genesis 17, 15 through 19. Let's see what he says.
Okay,
Genesis
17.
Come on with it.
Verses 15 through 19.
Yes, sir.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And your father said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I will bless her and give you a son also of her. I will bless her. And she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her.
So Sarah will produce nations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kings of people going to come through her womb. Verse 17, what she say?
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his mind, shall a child be born to him that is 100 years old?
Now Abraham said, look here. You know how old I am, man. I'm 100 years old. You mean I'm going to produce offspring? Go ahead, get on.
And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear?
Come on with it.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham said unto Yahweh, oh, that Ishmael might live before you.
He said, now don't you remember my other boy? Ishmael, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know I got another boy, Yahweh. Well, let's see how Yahweh overlooked the imp of Ishmael.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19, what did he
Verse
say?
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh said, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son indeed.
Go ahead.
And you shall call his name Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And with his seed after him.
Verse 20, come on.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him. And will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget. And I will make him a great nation.
Verse 21, what did he say?
Verse 21.
Yes, sir.
For my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto you at this set time in the next year.
So Yahweh is all about his covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one he recognized in the bloodline of his covenant is Isaac. And well, Israel, he blessed Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that Muhammad, he tried to write down everything that Israel, Yahweh Judah was saying in his presence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he came up with a religion called Islam. And he, according to the historical facts, right,
mm-hmm.
he kind of got upset because he couldn't get Israel, Yahweh Judah, to buy into his religion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he altered everything that the Israelites had to say. If they say Sabbath day, he said, I got to come up with something better. Totally different from that. If they say Passover, he said, no, Ramadan, all right? I won't do some Ramadan. But that's just a historical fact concerning Israel. So the only one that the Most High recognized in the covenant bloodline is Isaac, right?
Yahweh. Well.
So back to that Genesis 22, Brother Micaiah, young tribe, young man from the tribe of young God Judah. And let's think of that verse number 2. What do you say? Verse number 2.
The book of Genesis, chapter 22, verse 2. Verse 2 reads.
Yes, sir.
And he said, take now your son, your only son, Isaac.
So we understand why Yahweh only recognized Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
The bloodline of the covenant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Whom you love.
Mm-hmm.
And get him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you of.
Drop down to verse number 7. Let's see what he says.
Verse 7.
Yes, sir.
And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father.
My father.
And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
Isaac said, look here. I see the fire in the wood, but where is that lamb?
Yeah.
So I just understood about sacrifices of the lamb. Like, it was already on the table. It ain't no new doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8, what did he say?
Verse 8.
Yes, sir.
And Abraham said, my son, Yahweh will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering.
Mm.
So they went, both of them, together.
So he said Yahweh will
Yahweh.
Right. Yahweh. Right.
Yahweh. Right.
What is that lamb that Yahweh provides?
That we can read. That we can
read.
Yahweh.
That
we can read.
How we going to pull that one out?
How we gonna pull it out of that whole shit? How we gonna pull out that we can read? We were eyewitness on the lamb that we can read.
Hallelujah.
Come on, young lion. Come on, make us happy now. Come on, young lion. Pull them out there without missing a beat.
All right, we're going to John.
Hallelujah.
We're going to John. The regular book of John, chapter 1.
That's right, Brother Titus.
Yahweh. For the book of John, chapter 1. Let me get there real quick. Book of John, chapter 1.
Yep.
Pick up at verse 29 and 36.
29 and 36 that we can read. That's the game changer. What we put on tape, we can read.
Verse John. Regular book John. Writes the beloved John, chapter 1, verse 29 and 36.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mother E. Mother E. Israel of C. Royal.
Of C. Royal. We can read.
John chapter 1, verse 29 and verse 36. Verse 29. The next day, John see Yahweh coming unto him and said,
Yahweh the Son.
The next day, John seen Yahweh the Son coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of Yahweh, which taketh away the sins of the world.
Hallelujah.
And looked upon Yahweh the Son as he walked. He said,
what?
Behold, the Lamb of Yahweh.
The Lamb of Yahweh. Now, what's the end time prophecy on that? What's the end time prophecy on that? When y'all lying, come on, y'all lying. What that end time prophecy on that? That's all that Revelation chapter 5. What is it at? What is the end time prophecy of that?
We're going to Revelation, the fifth chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth chapter. We're going to Revelation chapter 5. See what I want. Revelation chapter 5.
Hallelujah.
Take a bit to verse 5 through 6. Revelation chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. Revelation chapter 5, verse 5 and 6.
Bring them out, young man. Bring them out.
Brother Makai Israel. Revelation chapter 5, verse 5 and 6.
The book of Revelation chapter 5, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5 reads, And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Yah-Yah, who knew the word Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book. And to loose the seven seals thereof. Verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of Yahweh, sent forth into all the earth.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Well, the lamb that
Yahweh
would provide is Yahweh the Son,
right?
Let's see if we can read, follow this storyline down to the nitty-gritty, so to speak.
Nitty-gritty.
Chapter 23, verse 1 and 2. So we're talking about Abraham and him sacrificing his beloved. His only son, ain't that right?
Hallelujah.
Yahweh said that he would provide himself a lamb. Mm-hmm. So let's see if we can tie this in with the next couple of verses. Next couple of scriptures here. Chapter 23, verse 1 and 2. What did he say?
Okay, the book of Jasher. Chapter 23, you say verse 1 and 2?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
chapter
verse
23, verse 1 and 2.
Verse
1
reads.
What
do
you read?
At that time, the word of Yahweh came to Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him, Abraham.
Your boy.
And he said, Here I am.
Verse 2.
Verse 2.
Yes,
and he said to him, Take now your son.
Take now your son.
Your only son.
Your only son.
Whom you love.
Go ahead.
Even Isaac.
Go ahead.
Go to the land of Moriah,
mm-hmm.
and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which shall be shown to you, shown to greatness of Yahuwah.
Yahuwah said, you're going to see my greatness, right?
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Pick it up at verse number 49 to 52. Let's see where we can get out of here.
Okay.
49 to 52. Let's follow this third line a little bit.
Okay. 49 to 52, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the book of Jasher, chapter 23, 49 to 52.
Mm-hmm.
49 reads. And Abraham took wood for a burnt offering and placed it upon his son Isaac.
Yeah.
And he took the fire and the knife, and they both went to that place.
Verse 50, come on.
Verse 50.
Uh-huh.
And when they were going along, Isaac said to his father,
what did he say?
Behold, I see here the fire and wood.
Mm-hmm.
And where then is the lamb that is to be the burnt offering before Yahuwah?
Verse 51, what did he say?
Verse 51. And Abraham answered his son Isaac, saying, Yahuwah has made choice of you, my son, to be a perfect burnt offering instead of the lamb.
So he said that this will be a perfect. Yeah, he said we're perfect burnt offering.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all
getting
a little picture of what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 52,
what did he
say?
Verse 52. And Isaac said
to
his father, what did
he say?
I will do all that Yahuwah spoke to you with joy and cheerfulness of mine.
Hold on. What did Isaac say to his father now?
He said, verse 52. Isaac said to his father,
what did he say?
I will do all that Yahuwah spoke to you with joy and cheerfulness of mine.
So Isaac said, look here, I know what the mission is, Father, and I'm all in.
Yeah, hallelujah, Father. That's what
we're
talking about.
If we all in like that,
hallelujah, Father.
Verse
63,
come on.
Verse 63.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham heard the words of Isaac.
And what did Abraham do?
And he lifted up his voice and weep when Isaac spake these words.
You mean Abraham just...
You see that?
Rivers are wandering around the valley.
You see what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
See, that's what they were talking about right there. That's the
precept. Hallelujah.
Now, give me a precept in 94:16, Brother O'Shea. Psalm 94:16. See, the reason why we in on this thing like we in 94:16 would tell us something. What does it say we can read that, Brother O'Shea? What can we read in 94:16?
Psalm chapter
94,
verse 16.
Listen to this.
Who will rise up and be against the evildoer?
Who will do it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or who will stand up for me against the workers of sin?
Of the sinners, the 17 nations. Who will do it?
Yeah.
What?
Of the true Israelites.
The young lions is going to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right now. So who will rise up against the evildoer? Let's look at Jasher 23:63,
but
Micaiah Israel,
a
young
lion,
for the tribe of
Yahdajah. The book of Jasher, chapter 23, verse 63.
Yes, sir.
Verse 63 reads, and Abraham heard the words of Isaac,
mm-hmm.
and he lifted up his voice and weep when Isaac spake these words.
So he lifted up his voice and wept.
Uh-huh.
So every mission ain't going to be no sunny day, right?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's going to be some rainy days. You have to still take care of Yahuwah's business, though.
Yahuwah.
And Abraham's tears gushed down upon Isaac, his son.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaac wept bitterly. And he said to his father,
What did he say?
Hasten you,
Father, go ahead.
And do with me the will of Yahuwah.
And do what?
Do the will of me.
Now, I can say, hey, look here, Father. Do Yahuwah's will.
Now let's see when you tie this thing in right here. Let's look at Matthew 26. And let's keep that verse number, let's keep it at verse number 40. Brother Titus, young man from the tribe of Yahshua and Judah.
Hallelujah. What?
Let's get Matthew 26, verse 40 through 42. Let's see if we can tie this thing in. Make it sound good, right?
Hallelujah. What?
Matthew 26. Let's get it at verse 40.
Matthew chapter 26 reads verse 40 through 42.
Yes,
Matthew
sir.
Chapter 26, verse 40 through 42.
Mm-hmm.
And he coming unto his disciples, followers,
mm-hmm.
of Yahweh the Son, and findeth them asleep.
Yes.
And said unto Peter, she speak of the nation of Israel.
What did he say?
He said, what could you not watch with me 1 hour?
He said, look here, I'm in agony. Y'all
here
sleeping and snoring real good.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 41, what
did
he say?
Verse 41 reads,
mm-hmm.
watch and pray that you enter into temptation. Enter not. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation.
Watch and pray.
You gotta have your eyes wide open.
Watch and pray.
The only way to get your eyes open, you gotta be in the word of
Yahweh,
right?
Mm-hmm. Turn the light on, Adam.
Come on, brother.
All right. The spirit indeed is willing.
Mm-hmm.
But the flesh is weak.
That verse 42, let's see what he says, brother Titus.
Verse 42 reads.
What did he read?
He went away again, the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And prayed, saying,
what?
Oh, my Father.
Oh, my Father.
If this cup may not pass away from me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Father.
Yeah.
May not, if this cup may not pass away from me, what?
Except I drink it.
Mm-hmm. He said, except I drink it, what?
And your will be done.
Your will be done.
Your
and that's the same thing
done.
That Isaac said to his father.
Mm-hmm.
Are we out there?
Brother, Jasher 23, brother Oshia, pick it up at that 63.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Let's see if Isaac said the same thing that Yahweh the Son.
Turn the light on, Elder. Turn the light on, Elder.
Jasher 23, verse 63. Brother Oshia, know the kingdom.
Joshua 23, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham heard the words of Isaac.
Good.
And he lifted up his voice and wept.
Mm-hmm.
When Isaac spoke these words.
Good.
Abraham's tears gushed down upon Isaac, his son.
Good.
And Isaac wept bitterly.
They both cried.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And he said to his father,
what did he say, Joe?
Haste to you.
Hurry up, Father. Good.
Hurry up.
Father.
Mm-hmm.
And do me the will of Yahweh.
And do with me the will of Yahweh.
And do of me the will of Yahweh.
And he has ordered you.
Oh, what word is that word?
If he has ordered.
Ordered. Oh, that now I'm off the ship. Now I heard the word called order.
Yeah,
now you have messed everything up by using the word called order. Yeah.
Let's think of that
verse number 66 through 71.
Know
the kingdom,
Oshia. Verse 66. Mm-hmm. At that time, the angel of mercy came before Yahweh and spoke to him concerning Isaac, saying,
say what?
Verse 67. O Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
you are a merciful and compassionate king over all that you have created in heaven and in earth.
Mm-hmm.
And you supported them all.
Good.
Give them for a ransom and redemption instead of your servant Isaac.
Clear, yeah.
And pity and have compassion upon Abraham and Isaac his son, who are this day performing your command.
You mean the minister spirit has to talk to his Yahweh? Look here. Hey, these two brothers here.
Uh-huh.
Did you say they were all right with you? So why are you trying to cut them short here? Verse 68, come on.
Verse 68.
Has you
seen, O Yahweh, how Isaac the son of Abraham, your servant, is bound down to the slaughter like an animal?
Go ahead.
Now therefore, let your pity be aroused for them, O Yahweh.
So the minister spirit, they go back in there and speak on your behalf.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Verse 59, come on.
Verse 59.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, Yahweh appeared to Abraham and called to him from heaven.
Uh-huh.
And said unto him,
what do you say?
Lay not your hand upon the lad.
Go ahead.
Neither do you anything unto him.
Mm-hmm.
For now I know that you fear your father.
Mm-hmm.
He performed this act.
He said, look at Abraham. He stopped when it comes down to you, right?
Hallelujah, God.
Now I know what you buy.
I know what you own.
Come on with it.
And in not withholding your son, your only son, from me.
Verse 70, what do you say?
Verse 70.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham lived
lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, a ram was caught in the thicket by his horn. That was the ram which the Yahweh had created in the earth in the day that he made earth and heaven.
Verse 71, what did he say?
Verse 71. For the Yahweh had prepared this ram from that day to be a burnt offering instead of Isaac.
Verse 75, what did he say?
Verse 75.
Yes, sir.
And all that Abraham did on this occasion by the altar, he would exclaim and say, this is in the room of my son, and may it this day be considered before the Yahweh in the place of my son. And Abraham finished the whole of the service by the altar. And the service was accepted before the Yahweh, and was accounted as if it had been Isaac. And Yahweh blessed Abraham and his seed on that day.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Let's see if we can get a time frame, Brother Titus. Brother Leviticus 23. Now we see Abraham, you ready to sacrifice his son Isaac, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brother Leviticus 23. Let's see if we can tie this in. Think of it at verse number 4, 1 through 7. Let's see what's going on here. Leviticus 23, verse 4 through, make it 4 through 8. Leviticus 23, 4 through 8. Brother Titus. Young lion from the tribe of
Yahshua. Hallelujah.
Okay, we have the book of Leviticus of the heavenly tribe, chapter 23, verse 4 through 8, read.
What it reads?
Okay, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 4, read.
Mm-hmm.
These are the feasts of Yahuwah.
These are the feasts of Yahuwah, right? Go ahead.
Even righteous gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
You should proclaim in their season.
Go ahead.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
In the 14th day of the first month, a bib at evening is Yahuwah's Passover.
So he said on the 14th day of the month, a bib. Mm-hmm. In the evening, right?
Yeah.
Yahuwah's Passover. Hold that point, Brother Micaiah. Let's run to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 and 8. Brother Micaiah, Israel, and see you royal. Let's see if we can follow up on this storyline here.
1
Corinthians
5,
verse
7
and
8.
What did
it
say?
In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse
7
and verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7 reads, purge out therefore the old leaven,
please,
that you may be a new lump,
mm-hmm,
and you are unleavened.
Please.
For even Yahuwah the Son, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
So Yahuwah the Son is our Passover.
He
was sacrificed for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse
7,
come on.
Verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feast,
mm-hmm,
not with old leaven,
please,
neither with leaven of malice,
please,
in wickedness,
please,
but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
So Yahuwah the Son is our Passover, right?
Hallelujah.
Passover is on the 14th day. Brother Titus, read that again. Verse number 4.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest chapter 2.
Verse number 5.
The biggest chapter 23, verse 5, read.
What do you mean?
And on the 14th day of the first month, a bib at evening,
mm-hmm,
is Yahuwah's Passover.
Yahuwah's Passover is on the Pacific time frame, right?
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. Yahuwah.
You ain't got to cock your head trying to see where the moon is at.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
You got a Pacific time frame. Mm-hmm. Verse 6, what do you say?
Verse 6 reads,
mm-hmm,
and on the 15th day of the same month, a bib is the feast of unleavened bread.
Go ahead.
To Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
7 days you must eat unleavened bread.
So how many days is unleavened bread?
Seven days.
7 days. Now keep that in mind now. A brother Hosea, Northern Kingdom. Let's run to the book of Jubilee, chapter 18, right quick. Let's see if we can tie all this in and make it sound, make it all make sense here. Hold that point. A brother Hosea, Northern Kingdom. Let's run to the book of Isaiah 34, verse 16, before we even look at Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 34, verse 16, what did he say?
Turn it on out.
Yahuwah.
And what?
And read.
Mm-hmm.
No one of these shall fail.
Great.
None shall want her mate,
mm-hmm.
for my mouth it has commanded in mm-hmm. order, and his spirit it has gathered them.
So Yahweh said, seek you out of the book of Yahweh and read. Now why are these going to fail? Book of Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10, Brother Hosea, Oshia, from the northern kingdom, come on.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10. We're coming back, brother. Give me a chance to...
Chapter 10, verse 12 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
book of Deuteronomy.
Yeah, well, let's just get to the point. Let's see what he thinks about Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at 14 and 15. Let's just get to the point.
All right, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14 reads, Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heaven is Yahuwah.
Yeah.
Yo, Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
The earth also, with all that therein is.
Yeah.
Verse 15 reads,
mm-hmm.
Only Yahuwah had delight in your fathers to love them.
So Yahuwah had a delight in our fathers. And he did what?
To love them.
Mm-hmm.
And he chose their seed after them.
Mm-hmm.
Even you, Israel, above all people, as it is this day.
So he had a delight in our fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, because I love me some Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta deal with this rebellious nation called the 12 tribes. Right?
Hallelujah.
So let's go to the book of Exodus. Let's see if we can put a name on our father that he loved.
Mm-hmm.
Brother O'Shea, Northern Kingdom. Where's that lamb for that burnt offering, Father? Verse
Yahweh will provide for himself a sheep for the burnt offering, my son. And he drew near to the place of the mount of Yahweh.
He said Yahweh will provide himself a lamb,
mm-hmm,
or a sheep, if you want to use that, for a burnt offering. We found out that the lamb was none other than Yahweh the Son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay. What did he say?
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I said unto him, lay not your hand upon the lad.
Go ahead.
Neither do you anything to him. For now I have shown that you fear Yahweh.
For now I have sworn. Now I'm showing you, right? That's sworn to show.
It's showing.
All right, come on with it, Bob.
That you fear Yahweh,
mm-hmm,
and has not withheld your son.
Go ahead.
The firstborn son from me.
He said Isaac was his firstborn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's showing up overlooking somebody, eh? Right down to 12. So, hey, Mel, you ain't got nothing coming. Verse 12, what did he say?
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And the prince of Mithmah was put to shame.
Go ahead.
And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a single ram caught by his horn.
Verse number 15.
Verse 15.
15 through 18, what
did
he say?
Verse 15 through 18, 15 reads. And he said, by myself have I sworn, said Yahweh.
He said, by myself have I sworn, said Yahweh.
Because you have done this thing,
mm-hmm,
and have not withheld your son, your beloved son, from me, that in blessing I shall bless you, and in multiplying I shall multiply your seed, as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore. Your seed will inherit the cities of its enemies.
He said your seed is going to inherit the land of their enemies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16, come on.
16.
Mm-hmm.
In your seed
on,
will all nations of the earth be blessed.
Go ahead.
Because you have obeyed my voice,
mm-hmm,
and I have shown to all that you are faithful unto me.
Go ahead.
And in all that I have said unto you, go in peace.
Verse 17, what do you say?
17.
Uh-huh.
And Abraham went to his young men. They rose, went together to Beersheba.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham dwelt by the well of the oak.
Now what did Abraham do in verse 18? What did he do?
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
He celebrated the feast every year.
Mm.
7 days with joy.
So what feast is 7 day feast? What do we do for 7 days?
Unleavened
bread.
Let me get one verse, young lions. First one to get it fired, I'm going to get Acts chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 13. Acts 3, 1 and 13. That's all I want. And I'm out of the way.
Chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads,
right.
Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer.
So they went up to the temple. Good. Now what were they talking about when they got there? What were we talking about? 13.
Verse 13. Yahweh of Abraham.
People talk about Yahweh of Abraham.
Of Isaac.
Talk about Yahweh of Isaac.
Of Israel.
Go ahead and read.
And Yahweh of our fathers.
That's what we be talking about. Yahweh. That's what our fathers did. That's it. That's the brother type. That's what you talk about in the temple.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Yahweh. All right, Mother E. Give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12. That's right. And that right spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. All right. Mark 13, 11. Mark chapter 13, verse 11. All right. Brother O'Shea, Israel of the Northern Kingdom. Mark chapter 13, verse 11.
Mark chapter 13, verse 11. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour that you speak, that speak you. For it is not you that speak, but the righteous spirit.
Right, it's not you that speak, but the righteous spirit speak within you. In the same hour. In the same hour. Okay. All right. Okay. Because you're going to have that fear. You're going to have that fear on you. Okay. Let me go to Sirach real quick. You're going to have that fear on you. Let's go to Sirach real quick. Let's see what I'm on the Sirach. Let's see. Going to Sirach. All right. Going to Sirach. All right. Going to Sirach. Let's see. All right, just give me Sirach 21. Give me Sirach 21. Give me Sirach 21, 15. I'm going to Sirach 21. Give me Sirach 21, verse 15. Sirach 21, verse 15.
Hallelujah, boy.
All right, Brother Micaiah Israel.
The book of Sirach, chapter 21, verse 15. Verse 16 reads, if a skillful man had wise words,
yeah,
he would commend it and add it to it. But as soon as one of no understanding hear it, it displeased him, and he cast it behind his back.
Mm. Right, he'll add to it. So when a man of understanding, the one that's not going to know it, he hear it, but it displeased him. He can't catch up with this thing. He'd be like, wait a minute. Then he'd be cast behind his back. He'd pay it, don't never mind.
Going out
there, not the other. Going out there, not the
other.
Okay. He said, "What? Okay, hear a wise word. What's a wise word?
Yeah.
What's a wise word? Will make you wise. to hear a wise word. Where the wise word is coming from.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Right on. Young lives are roaring.
Where this wise word is coming from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wise word. It's, I'm going to start off, okay. I'm going to get warmed up in Timothy real quick. You get warmed up in Timothy?
Hallelujah.
We are. All right, 2 Timothy 3:15.
Young lions are roaring.
2 Timothy 3:15. Brother Micaiah Israel.
Okay. 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 15. Verse 15 read. And that from a child you have known the righteous scriptures,
mm-hmm.
which are able to make you wise unto salvation through the covenant which is in Yahuwah the Son.
Yahuwah. That will make you wise. That'll make you wise real mm-hmm. quick. All right, that'll make you wise.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, what it starts with first? Okay. Give me that Deuteronomy real quick. We're going to start off with the heavenly tablets. Give me that Deuteronomy 4. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Let's see what I'm up there. Let me see what I'm up. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Pick up at verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Pick up at verse 5 to make it sound good. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5. I'm Mother E.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Yahuwah commanded me that you should do.
I mean, command, order you, commanded you. That's an order. Go ahead.
That you should do. Go in the land where the ego
right here in this land, even the land of our captivity, where the land you're going to possess it. Okay, go ahead, verse 6.
Verse 6. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nation.
Okay, what nation? In the sight of what nation? Now you can put the other 17 nations in here in verse 6.
Okay, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, the 17 nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Okay, 17 nations. Verse 7. For what nation is there so great? Who had Yahuwah so nigh unto them, as Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, is in all things that we call upon him for.
Okay, I see you read verse 6. Read verse 6 again. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding. In the sight of this nation, the 17 nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation, the 17 nations.
No, not
this nation.
Yeah.
Great nation. What this great nation is referring to us in this case here.
Okay.
So let's make sure. Remember, you got to know how to right be divided.
Is it the 18th nation?
No, not in here in what says surely.
It's talking about that one great nation.
This one great nation is talking about is referring to
okay.
us.
This one great nation, Israel,
yeah.
is a wise and understanding people.
See that? It's a wise and understanding people. Okay, we see Solomon had pulled this. Solomon had pulled this.
Mm.
Let's go to Solomon real quick. We're going to Solomon. Let's go to that Proverbs real quick. All right. Look what it says here. We're going to Proverbs chapter 1. Look what it says here. Proverbs chapter 1. Okay, think about Proverbs chapter 1. Pick Pick up at verse 2. Verse 2 all the way down to verse 5. Verse 5 and 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2 to 5 and verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2 down to 5. Let's get down verse 7. All right, Brother Oshia, Israel of the Northern Kingdom.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2 through 5 and 7. Verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the word of understanding. Verse 3, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity. Verse 4, to give subtlety to the simple.
All right, skip down verse 5. Skip down verse 5.
Verse 5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel.
The wise counsel.
Verse 7. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Read verse 6 again.
Verse 6. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise, and their dark things.
Well, I'm missing something. Go back to another verse then.
Verse 5.
Verse 5. A wise man will hear.
A wise man will hear.
And will increase learning.
He will increase in learning.
And a man of understanding.
And a man of understanding.
Shall attain unto the wise counsels.
He will attain to what?
The wise counsels.
So you cannot let nothing personal get in the way of what kind of counsel?
Wise
enough, you will see where you be always adding to your repertoire. Add to it. You won't let personal feelings get in the way of Yahweh's business. So once you come wise, you see, I'm not growing here. I believe my homeboys. But I ain't growing here. I got to be by wise. Understanding should be growing in Yahweh's word.
That's
nice. So I don't worry about who to my left, who to my right. When it comes down to Yahweh's business, family members, whatever you got to do, got to put that to the side, take care of Yahweh's business. That was a wise and get wise counsel. That was a wise man to do.
That's right.
Back to Brother Titus.
Okay. Give me that Proverbs. Give me a Proverbs 10 chapter verse 8. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 8. Mother E, Israel of C. Royal. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 8.
Book of Proverbs chapter 10 verse 8. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 8. The wise and mind will receive commandments or instructions, but a
prating fool shall fall. See that? If you wise a man, you're going to see the first five books of every tablet. That's what it starts with.
That's right.
Okay. All right. And look what it says here. Give me, for that second witness on that Proverbs first chapter, give me Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9 to 10. Mother E.
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9 and verse 10. Give instruction to a wise man, and he shall be yet wiser.
Mm-hmm. That means he's going to be smarter.
Right.
He's going to be smarter.
He's a just man, and he shall increase and learn.
Mm-hmm.
He will increase and learn.
Verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the righteous is understanding.
Knowledge of the righteous is understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. Of understanding. Give me that Psalms real quick. We're going to Psalms. Going to Psalms real quick. see what I want in Psalms real quick. Yeah, let's get understanding. First set. Okay. All right, Brother Makai Israel, you pull me out. What's that where it says get understanding? That is Psalms or Proverbs?
Now I'm not getting get understanding.
Yeah. Proverbs? Okay, you get Proverbs. Okay. Yeah, we'll go from that. Yep. All right, Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4. All right, pick up at verse 5. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5. Brother Makai Israel.
Mm-hmm. Book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth.
Mm.
Verse 6. Keep going. Verse 6.
Yeah, go ahead.
Forsake her not, and she shall preserve you.
Mm-hmm.
Love her, and she shall keep you. Verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing.
Mm.
Therefore, get wisdom.
Yeah.
And with all your getting, get understanding.
Get what?
Get understanding.
You understand. All right. Sirach. Sirach chapter 1. Give me Sirach chapter 1, verse 1. Sirach chapter 1, verse 1. Skip down verse 5. And look what it says here. Verse 5, 26.
All your wisdom get understanding.
Yeah.
That's some great talk there, young line.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, feel like seeing a couple of precepts out of that one. Oh, you're getting get understanding.
Get understanding. How you get understanding? Let's go to Psalms real quick. We're going to Psalms 119.
That's what we got to get. We got to get understanding. We can't be parakeet nothing. We got to have the understanding.
Psalms 119. Give me Psalms 119. Give me Psalms 119. There you go, verse 104. Psalms 119, 104. Psalms 119, 104.
Call name out of power.
Mother Eve, Israel,
mm-hmm.
of C. Roy. Psalms 119, 104.
119, 104.
104 and 100. And 100.
Okay. Psalm 119, verse
104.
Through their precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
Through their precepts, I get understanding. That's what we're looking for, understanding. See, we got, every time we leave it, we got to have understanding.
Yeah.
More understanding.
More.
We get you prepared for something. So we got to get understanding. We got to come in a 5:22, leave a 5:22 of Galatians, but we got to add on what kind of word?
Understanding.
Understanding.
All right. Give me that 128. Mother E, verse 128. Yeah, I'm going to get that. Then we come to 100.
128. Therefore, I have seen all these.
I see I got the word seen, but I would say, therefore, I honor. Go ahead.
Concerning all things, to be righteous.
To be right.
I hate every false way.
Every false way.
Yeah, if you don't go these precepts, you say
get
you go
wisdom.
False.
Get understanding.
Get understanding.
Big talk with that. I got something. You got something. Hey,
you got something. Always holler. You got something.
I got something.
Hold on, Sister Phoebe up here. Prince Israel. You made 100 first.
So I understand more than the ancient because I keep your precepts.
You see that? More than the ancient because I keep your precepts. All right, what you got there, Sister Phoebe, Prince Israel?
I got Psalm 111,
Okay.
Verse 10.
Psalm 111, verse 10.
And Psalm
119,
verse 144.
Okay, he said Psalm 119, verse 144. Okay, you say you got Psalms 111, verse 10,
yeah.
And it's Psalms 119, verse 144.
Yeah.
It's speaking about the fear of Yahweh's wisdom. But Psalms 119, 104, I mean Psalms 119, verse 144.
He does give me understanding,
and I should hear. They got to tie in. It must ties in.
Neither one of them are.
Now when you go to Psalms 119, now when you go to Psalms 119, verse 144, that's a whole new different direction right there. That's a whole new different direction.
What is the subject? What was y'all talking about?
Okay, we're talking about the understanding. How you get understanding. That's why I went to Psalms 119, 104, 100.
So these don't explain the understanding. Right.
It explains about the righteousness. The righteousness of the covenant.
Okay.
It explains about that. So it must
okay.
Ties in with that.
Alright.
Okay. Alright. You read Psalms 119, 100? Okay. Alright. Alright, I'm coming back to Sirach. I'm coming back to Sirach chapter 1. Sirach chapter 1, verse 1. We're reading Sirach chapter 1, verse 1.
All in all.
Alright, okay, Brother Oshir of the Northern Kingdom, Israel, Yahweh. You mean Sirach chapter 1, verse 1.
Sirach chapter 1, verse 1. All wisdom comes from Yahweh.
All wisdom comes from Yahweh.
It's with him forever. All right. Okay, give me here. Give me verse 4 and 5.
Verse 4. Wisdom has been created before all things, and the understanding of prudence from everlasting.
Well, that's a big verse. Call that verse out again. Where you at?
Rock chapter 1, verse 4.
Rock 1, 4, huh?
Wisdom have been created before all things.
Wisdom have been created before all things. That's what.
And the understanding of prudence from everlasting.
Okay, call that verse out again.
Rock chapter 1, verse 4.
1, verse 4. Now, read it again.
Wisdom have been created before all things.
Wisdom have been created from all things.
Yeah.
All right, good. Now, let's do some Bible study class. That's Bible study class right there. Wisdom have been created from the beginning. That's what we read?
Yeah.
Let's Bible study now. Come on. Bottom of the Sabbath. Let's go to work on that right there. Right there. Wisdom have been created from the beginning. Let's do some Bible study class for this national audience. Let's do some precepting on wisdom have been what again, Brother O'Shea?
Created before all things.
Now, let's Bible study that. Well, let's Bible study that. Let's just get busy on that one.
All right.
Let's get busy on that right there. Let's do some Bible study right now. Remember.
Yeah.
You remember we, the elder read a verse over there in third chapter. He says, Yah God is the one that knows judgment.
Right.
Judgment. So we're supposed to know these things. And that's what we're putting together now.
Yeah.
You know, I had a question on the network. So why did you call them the young lions?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a question. I want to hold that point just 1 minute and show you why they call the young lions.
Yeah.
Help me out, Brother O'Shea. So if they ever ask again, why is they called the young lions? So back up to Judges chapter 18. Let me show you the title of a young lion. And the attributes of a young lion. Let's see what we can read in the 17th chapter of Daniel. And we're going to pick it up around by verse number 25 and 26. Let me show you. So to be in the young lion club,
This is the attribute must be on the table. 18, 25, and 26 says what?
Well, the Daniel 18?
Daniel chapter, I mean, Judges 18.
Judges.
25 and 26. Because you might, because the question said, how could I be a young lion? I want to be a young lion. I want to camp just how could I be a young lion? Okay. Let's see what we got, what we can read.
Judges chapter 18.
25 and 26.
25 and 26.
Uh-huh.
Verse 25. And the children of Dan said unto him.
And the children of Dan said unto him.
Let not your voice be heard among us.
Let not your voice be heard among us.
Angry fellows.
What did let angry who?
Fellows.
Do what?
Run upon you.
Did do what?
Run upon you.
Go ahead.
And you lose your life.
And that was the lion doing it when they put the ping on you real good.
Yeah.
You they rough on you. Do what?
You lose your life.
Go ahead.
The lives of your household.
And what else? And then they take care of your what?
The household.
Go ahead.
Verse 26.
What?
And the children then went their way.
They went their way.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And when Micah.
Yeah, yeah.
Micah.
Yeah.
Saw that they were too strong.
What them young lads were?
They were too strong.
Go ahead. What'd he do?
He turned and went back into his house.
You see what's going on here? Mm-hmm. See, when y'all start roaring right, I'm telling you. Start roaring. They gonna, what are they going to do with their back? They're going to turn their back. So when y'all start reading with the base precept in this Bible, they say, them young lions are roaring.
Yeah.
Read that verse 25 and 26 again.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Chapter 18, verse 25.
What
do
you say?
And the children of Dan said to him,
what?
Let not your voice be heard among them.
Don't let your voice be heard among them. Huh?
That's angry fellows.
What kind of fellows are they here?
Angry fellows.
Angry fellows. Mm. What do they do?
And you lose your life.
And you lose your life.
With the lies of your household.
Huh? No. Angry fellows do what again? They'll do what on you?
They'll run up on you.
And then what happens? And?
You'll lose your life. With the lies of your household.
That's right.
Verse 26. And the children of Dan went their way.
Uh-huh.
And when Micah saw that they were too strong for him,
yep.
He turned and went back into his house.
You see what's going on there? That's what we on. So why don't y'all get these precepts down and know how to... If you got a mate, you make her all in with you because she understands her role is to be with you. You lead, she read heavy, and you throw down heavy, and y'all are going to intervene. That's what the young lions got to put on the picture. We got to put that on out there on the network. We got to put it out.
All right.
I'm through with that.
All right, that prudence. Give me that Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12, about that prudence. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. All right. Brother Micaiah. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12.
Okay. On to the book of Proverbs. Chapter 8, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, I wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty invention.
But wait a minute now. We had a verse on the table. Y'all forgot about that verse. I'm sorry I got in there. But You read a verse in Sirach. One verse four.
One verse four.
I had to answer the question that is on the network, but come on back to that one verse four again. Now we gotta tie this in, y'all. Verse four. Read it again. Sirach 1:4.
Sirach chapter 1:4.
Listen to this.
Wisdom have been created before all things.
Wisdom have been created for all things.
And the understanding of prudence from everlasting.
And this wisdom came from where? Just
understanding
word you,
of prudence from everlasting.
From now you got a lot of keys in there now. Mm. You got a lot of keys in there. Let's get busy on that. Let's get busy on this. Wisdom came from, it came from, what again? Read one more time.
The understanding. And everlasting.
And wisdom come from everlasting. Come on, young lion.
Okay,
let's knock this out the park.
Okay.
Let's see what his wisdom is that we can read. That's a cold word. That's a cold word. It's a rock. Because he warned that in Sirach the fear he was telling them, but they knew the code word.
Yeah.
They knew what that meant by saying by Jacob. Remember, we always been in captivity.
Yeah.
We've been in captivity so long, we've been in more long in captivity, you know. So they all got to talk over the world's head of the other nation. So now, what are they talking about that we can read here?
That same verse.
No, we're talking about verse 4. What can we read that in somewhere in Proverbs 8? What can we read into this right here that this wisdom and where this wisdom came from?
Because
they say everlasting and all that good stuff. Maybe if we go to Proverbs 8 and search around a little bit, we'll come up with an answer of where this wisdom came from. And his wisdom of a day of old and all that old stuff. So if we get to Micah chapter 5 and Proverbs chapter 8, we might find some in it. Let's check into that and see if we come up with anything in Proverbs and Micah 5 on this wisdom. Backed up with 124 in the book of Corinthians. If we tie all that in together, young lions, and study it among ourselves, we'll know how to make the move when wisdom come up. Let me see how y'all take it. I've got three verses already on the table. Let's see y'all wrap it with it and bring it out.
Okay, you said Proverbs.
Said chapter 8.
Mother E, chapter read throw out 1 verse 4 again. Bring it back to the attention of the young lion. Bring it back to the attention of the young lion, what we're talking about. Sirach 1:4.
Yeah, Sirach 1:4.
Yeah, put it back on the table again.
Sirach.
Mm-hmm. 1:4, put it back on the table again.
The book of Sirach, chapter 1:4. Wisdom has been created before all things.
Before all things.
And the understanding of prudence.
Yes.
From everlasting.
From everlasting before all things. All right, so y'all got plenty to work with. Let's see if we tie that all in.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12.
I got Proverbs chapter 8.
Yeah, we won't remember. They said, read again one more time, Mother. Listen to what he's saying. So the question is who? The question on tape is who? Read again, Mother.
Sirach, chapter 1, verse 4. Wisdom has been created before all things.
Wisdom has been created for all things.
And the understanding of truth.
Everlasting. Everlasting. Now, that will be working with. Now, let's start tying that in. And then also, young lions had that Colossians over there waiting on them, too. Put in Colossians and Hebrew. You got five verses to work with now. See, we got to make them, you know, which one y'all read? I think Brother Mackay, he read this. He read this yesterday. You know, I mean, you know, I might be somewhere in a triple state, but I'll be here today. See, he read this verse right here in the 24th chapter. I heard him read this verse right here in the 24th chapter of Luke. What it say, A.B. and Phoebe, in the 24th chapter of Luke? I heard this verse read yesterday, and pick up verse 30. I heard this verse read by Brother Micaiah. Luke 24, verse 30, what it say?
Luke chapter 24, verse
30. Listen to this.
And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them.
He sat at meat with them.
He took bread.
Yeah.
And blessed it.
And blessed it.
And gave to them.
Yes. 31.
And their eyes were opened.
And their eyes was opened.
And they knew him. And he
vanished out of their sight. Next verse.
Verse 31 or verse 32. And they said one to another.
He said, when the elders were teaching, did not our mind burn
within us?
Within us. Come on.
When
mother.
While he
done what?
While he talked with us.
And?
By the way.
And?
And while he opened up, he opened to us the city.
Oh, so we got to make y'all mind burn. Because we're going to open up the what? So now we got the rock, one verse four on the table. Y'all minds got to get burning and open and bring this out. Now let's bring this out. See, we make the minds burn. You be rubbing the side of that temple. Make it burn. Bring it out. Now bring this out. Read again. Mother E, read again. One verse four.
The book of Sirach, chapter 1, verse 2.
You got Hebrews 1, you got Colossians chapter 1, you got all this, you got the mother 2 verses. Y'all got all this to try this thing in. We got to find this for you. Your mind will burn a little bit. We working that mind. Then you pull your better ass to the side and make her mind burn.
Yeah.
You come over here and let me burn your mind real quick. Let me get that Satan out your mind real quick. Huh? Get that idle time out your hand.
Yeah.
And see, we gotta win our better ass back from Satan the devil. Yeah. The world got him down. I'll be on the phone on that council line with a couple of them are camps and Bar J. We got some work to do. Come on.
Chapter 1, verse 4.
What does it say?
Wisdom have been created. Before all things. And the understanding of prudence from everlasting.
Good. Now, get busy. Young lions, get busy. Get busy. Start breaking this thing down, then rehearse the righteous act all through the week with one another and come back stronger and we add you some more. All the else you know that, but we add some more to you. So when we turn you loose, we know we'll come back with nothing but high fives and some hallelujah applause. Because I'm going to tell you why. Let's go to Luke chapter 10 and show you why. I'm going to show you why. Just to see, we waiting to see. We waiting to see from Luke chapter 10. Look what they say. They're going to make a statement now. And they're going to say what? They're going to say something. They're going to say something that we need to read. Well, I'll tell you what, I got to get it out of Matthew's then. Then what they're going to say, Brother Titus, see, this is what we waiting to hear. We waiting to hear some of this talk right here when... What are we waiting here?
Luke 10:17.
Okay, 10:17. Try it. Don't put that on tape. Luke. When they say they what? Put that Luke 10:17 on tape real quick. See what that says.
Okay, Luke chapter 10, verse 17?
Yeah, what it say?
Okay, I'm going to Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Read.
Mm-hmm.
And the 70 returned again with joy.
Excellent. Well, yeah, with joy. Yeah, that's my joy. Go ahead.
Saying, Yahweh, even
the what?
The devils.
The devils, the whole 17 nations.
Are subject unto us through your name.
Through your name, that's right. All them 17 nations, they number devils. But when we put that name on them, they subject unto you. You see what I'm saying? Excellent. Call that verse out again. I hear them young lions over here roaring in the back. I hear them talking. Among themselves.
Yahweh.
What did you say again, young man? All
right, Luke chapter 10.
Now, wait a minute, I heard some over here behind me. What say it again?
Call it back out.
Yeah, call, put some chest to it.
All right, Luke chapter
10.
Luke chapter 10, verse 17, read.
Mm-hmm.
And the 70 returned again with joy.
And the 70 returned with joy. Now, the 70, but who the 70 had with them? And that 17th chapter, with verse 10, who they had with them?
No, you're talking about the 70.
Yes, so who they had with them and verse 10, who they had with them? All
right. Verse 10.
What?
Luke chapter 10, verse 10.
What?
But in whatsoever city you enter,
yeah,
and receive not, receive
no.
you not.
Verse 10, that's 10? No, one, I mean one, make it one, one.
All right, yeah, Luke chapter 10, verse 1, read.
One. Yeah,
and after these, Yahweh appointed over 70 also.
Uh-huh.
And sent them 2 by 2.
Oh, they were 2 by 2. Yeah. So the 70, they returned, but they didn't return as that 170. No, no, they was everywhere. Mm. They covered all the fields by 2 by 2.
Yeah.
So they covered everything. They were 2x2x70, so everywhere they went, they broke out. Then they returned, and everybody had the same report. They reported they was what? They was Joyce's. Because they said they took down who? Devil.
Yeah.
And that makes you rejoice when you take down this, all this bad, wicked teaching we had all our life. We start taking this stuff down as a pack.
Mm-hmm.
When we read 18 verse 19, Yahweh said, when two touch and agree, I'm in the midst of these. So now the two took them down, but it was 70 sent out there, and they covered the whole field, and everybody came back with the same report. They took them down. They didn't get confounded nowhere. They all came back with joy. So they all left a Galatians 5:22, and they returned a Galatians 5:22. I mean, it was well instructed.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to get y'all prepared to be well instructed through the precepts. You can get this understanding. And what we got on the table is one verse. Who is they talking about that we can read? This is a cold word.
Yeah, so
one, one more time, Mother E. One more time, and it's time to break this down. One verse four.
Book of Sirach, chapter 1, verse
4.
Wisdom has been created before all things.
Now, this wisdom was created for all things.
And the understanding of prudence from everlasting.
And this wisdom has the understanding of prudence from everlasting. Now y'all got too much on the table and ain't come up with nothing yet.
Okay, you talking about this understanding?
Well, you take any part of you want to come up with it.
Okay.
I just don't want. I'll tell you about this. Yeah. I throw one on the table. I go to Colossians chapter 1. I throw one on the table and see y'all come up with the rest of them. I'm gonna throw one on the table to get you warmed up. I'm going to Colossians and get you warmed up with one on the table. And then by getting you and make the minds burn, and then y'all come up with the rest of them. And the will is all it will be looking. I'm coming up with one. Let's all go to one, verse number 16. 1:16. I'm going to throw one on the table. I'm going to get one of them, one on the table. Verse 15. 15 and 16 are Colossians.
All right, Colossians chapter
1,
verse
15
and
16. 15 to 17. I'm going to throw one on tape. I'm going to get one out the way. Hope y'all got it in right. One out the way to keep the conversation going on and y'all fill in the blank. 1:15-17. Bring it.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 15-17. Who is the image of the visible Yahweh the Father?
Yeah, who is the image? Who is? Now, this is really a statement. He said, who is the image of the, he tells exactly who he is. He ain't asking no, who is the image of the invisible Yahweh the Father?
Yeah.
The firstborn of every creature.
Uh-huh.
16.
Right.
By him.
By him.
For all things were created.
Right.
That are in heaven.
Right.
That are in earth.
Yes.
Visible and invisible.
Uh-huh.
Whether it be thrones or dominions.
Uh-huh.
Or principalities or powers. All things were created by him.
By him.
And for him.
And for him.
17 reads.
Yeah.
And he is before all things.
And he is before all things.
And by him all things consist.
Read that again in that verse again, our mother. Read that 1:4 again. You can say, he is before all things.
Yeah.
And by him was all things consist.
Yeah,
1:4 again. Listen.
The rock chapter 1, verse 4. Wisdom has been created before all things.
Uh-huh.
And understanding of prudence from everlasting.
Young lines, y'all get suspicious?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get suspicious?
Yeah.
Come on, young lines, start doing some roaring now.
Hebrews chapter 1, 1-3.
Okay, let's do some roaring then. Call the name out and do some roaring.
All right. Mother R.Z. Hebrews chapter 1, verse, blue word for the book of Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 1, verses 1-3.
Now, you're young line, be on it now. Take these notes. Did y'all bring that, got some dollar books about this? Y'all all got some books in your hand now. Y'all got some numbers together. Y'all can throw this thing back in. Go ahead, come up again. Y'all both have it down packed now. See ya. You remember we read, well, the elder read about what I just said this fall. He said, I hate. Well, you said, so I'm hasting at it. Yep, I made a statement. Yep, they said, y'all paid me no never mind. I ain't seen a book nowhere come out. See that? Yeah. Yesterday, the man said, look, I'm about this. Hey, look at, hey, Father, if I got to leave this way, I'm going to hate to get on out the way because you going to call me. Yesterday, I called to bring a book back tomorrow and have these books on here by the sign they John Doe in it and in a book. And a dollar book. And I look at him and I can't get nothing going on. Look at that. I can't get nothing. Well, we know the hell got. We know that. We come out the young line.
I got my book.
I'm on the young line.
I got a book for
didn't pay the OC and the L and no never mind. Yeah.
Talking about a notebook, a single notebook with people's contact numbers.
Yeah, didn't pay the hell or the seal, no never mind. Just let that hot air just blow, huh?
We got that. I got my book. I got phone contact.
You see that telephone, it easily be mistaken. That's why y'all had that tablet with you. That tablet with you. Cause sooner or later this man gonna turn that light off on that telephone. You take it on, ask mothers and me. What they do for your telephone when they think you're getting in front of them. So we got a testimony about how they are reaching to snatch your phone right out of the system.
Yep.
Then what? But see, when we got that little tablet with us, we all good. Now, let's get back to what we on. Come on, young line. You said in Hebrews?
Yeah.
So let's start tying this in.
The book of Hebrews, blew the word for the book of Hebrews.
Right.
We read chapter 1, verse 1 through 3.
Okay.
Let's see.
There you go.
Hebrews, polluted for the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, 1-3, verse 1. Verse 1. Yahweh, who at sundry times, and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by his seal.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2, have it in the last days spoken.
These last days spoken to us.
Spoken unto us by his son, who he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Verse 3, who being the brightness of his image and the express image of his person.
So he's been the brightness of his greatness and express image of his person.
Okay, person and of his person and upholding all things by the words of his power, when he had by himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the
majesty
on high.
We
chopped at that tree now.
We got another one on the table for this wisdom, right? We got 1 Corinthians. We got chapter...
We chopping it down now. We chopping it down.
Chapter 1. We go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. Mother E. We go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24.
Can you turn that sprinkle on? I didn't know it.
But unto them which are called by Yahweh Judah, a Greek.
The Greek polluted word for the 10 northern tribes.
Okay. And Greek,
Proverbs chapter 8. Let me see. I got Proverbs chapter 8, verse 5.
Read the Rock chapter 1, verse 4. He said something about prudence in there, right?
Yeah, I got Proverbs 8, verse 5 on that prudence in 12.
So, you know, this wisdom that dwell with, what we was reading from?
That was Sirach chapter 1, verse 4, about that prudence, where it's coming from.
Okay. Let's put that on the table again. Brother Oshia, you can put that Sirach chapter 1, verse 4 back on the table again.
Sirach chapter 1, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom has been created before all things,
mm-hmm.
and the understanding of prudence from everlasting.
Okay. So we know wisdom been created. And we found out that this wisdom is Yahuwah. Is that wisdom, according to what we just got done reading, right? So we look for some more with that wisdom. That wisdom dwell with what? About that prudence?
That's verse 12. That was Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12.
And what you just got done reading, brother, Shin?
Sirach chapter 1, verse 4.
I read that one more time.
Wisdom has been created before all things.
So we know that Yahuwah the Son, that he was created before all things.
And the understanding of
Yahuwah Bucadab, Mother D.F. Israel of C. Roy.
Hey, Yahuwah, bless you, Brother Tyler. Israel of C. Roy.
Yahuwah, bless you, Mother D. Israel, C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. What we got going on?
I wasted something.
You got something on that, Brother Tyler?
Okay, about the prunes, but I got some on about that wisdom here, right here. I got let me see. I got Proverbs chapter 8. Look what it says here about the wisdom, verse 5. It says here. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 5. Mother Z, give me Proverbs chapter 8, verse 5.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 5. Oh, ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding mind.
He is of an understanding mind. That was Proverbs chapter 8, verse 5. Okay. All right, then we got verse 12. Let's see. Okay, about this wisdom. Huh? Yeah, we got that. Wisdom, yeah, say our wisdom dwell with prudence and find our knowledge of the witty invention. Witty invention. Okay. Let's see. And I was looking at Micah chapter 5. Let me see. About that Micah. Let's see about that Micah. Micah, let's see. Micah.
Mother
of
Israel. Yahuwah
of Israel. Okay, he said Micah. Let's see. Okay, I got, let me see. I got Micah chapter 6 was concerned about wisdom. Micah chapter 6, verse 9, concerned about wisdom. Get at that, Micah chapter 6, verse 9.
Read it.
Yeah, Micah chapter 6, verse 9.
The book of Micah chapter 6, verse 9. Verse 9 reads. Yahweh's voice cried into the city, and the man of wisdom shall see your name, hear you to rob, and who have appointed it.
I have appointed it. Something to see is that, almost that's the, that is tied in, will be on. That's Sirach chapter 1, verse 4. Let's see. I know I got Micah 6, 8 about what is good on that. I see that verse there in verse 8. About what good is on that precept on that. Shoot. Let's see. I'm about to check it. 58, verse 4. Yeah, that's what I was at Micah chapter 5 was looking for. Let's see. Is it Micah chapter 5? Micah chapter 5.
These pieces
of wisdom. What
about Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. But I don't know if that's the precept on Sirach verse 1 and 4, chapter 1, verse 4. Precepts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm at Isaiah 33. Yeah. I got verse 5 and 6. Isaiah 33, verse 5 and 6. Isaiah 33, verse 5 and 6. Mother Z. Isaiah 33, verse 5 and 6.
Isaiah
33,
verse
5
and
6.
Verse
5.
The
Yahweh
is excellent.
The Yahweh
is exalted. Of his
dwelling on high.
He has filled Yahweh Judah with judgment and righteousness.
That's been talking there.
Verse 6.
Judgment and righteousness.
They've been filled with that, huh?
Okay, been filled with what? Judgment and righteousness, right?
Yeah. They've been filled with that. So that means they filled with the what? It's the word, it's the righteous spirit, huh? They feel it's the righteous spirit, huh?
Judgment and righteousness.
Yeah, the righteous spirit, huh? That's good.
Be filled.
Filled with the righteous spirit.
Be filled.
Make them young lions, they brain, make them brains burn.
You got to precept that. Be filled. You got to precept that. How do you be filled then? What? Okay, we read Isaiah. Okay, we have Isaiah 33, verse 5.
Filled with the righteous spirit. So Yahweh Judah is filled with this righteous spirit, huh?
Okay,
where can we read that up? Filled with the spirit. Where can we read that filled with the spirit?
All right. Let's see.
See, all this is going to pay off when y'all out there in the world. See, we're going to push you. The elders going to push you while you're in class. And a lot of them, we're going to push you for a reason. They're going to always show up in time to come.
Okay, we're going to be filled. Okay, Isaiah 33. Okay, filled with what? Okay, Isaiah filled with what?
That's right. Because a lot of people full of not the right thing. They full of, they say you full of, you know the words in the streets they tell you, full of. So now we got to be filled with the right of spirit. So now we're looking to read that. This is what we full of.
All right.
What can we read that? It's all going to pay off in time to come. Tell you, up top. It's going to come. It's going to all pay out. It's going to pan out. We out there on the pavement.
The book of Acts chapter 2, verse 4.
Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Let's see what it says. Call the name out or break out on it.
Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 4. Verse 4 reads. And they were all filled with the righteous spirit.
They was all filled with the righteous spirit. Go ahead.
And began to give with other tongues.
You're right. They were right. The other language. So that day was there. They were filled with the righteous spirit. They were filled with the righteous spirit. So otherwise they were filled with okay, now watch this. Now we're going to pull some out. Okay, read the way you see. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. Now you read. Now what do you read again? Acts 4, right?
Yeah, Acts 2, verse 4.
You read 2, verse 4, right?
2, verse 4, yeah.
And they were filled. Okay, now, let's back up to, they was all filled with the righteous spirit. Okay. Okay, read the way you see it.
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4 reads, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
They were okay, good. Hold that part of that. They were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go find what that means. Now let's run to the book of Acts 7. Let's see what they was all filled with the Holy Ghost, right? So you go give them that word to give for right now. They're filled with the Holy Ghost. All right, let's see what the Holy Ghost is. Now we're going precept that to find what the Holy Ghost they were filled of.
Yeah.
We're going to Acts chapter 7 and pick up at verse 53. Acts 7, 53. Let's see, they were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the Holy Ghost is.
Because
you got a lot of them get in the Christian church and they'll stand up and say, I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, right? They'll say that now. That was their faith.
Well, highly favored.
The devil get a testimony, I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. That was their faith, right?
Exactly what they said.
Okay. Let's go to 753 and find out what the Bible says. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Y'all going to hear these things, and everything the elders be bringing to the table now, you're going to be out there now
to really be in a path to take care of his business. 753.
Okay, the book of Baggage.
Well, read 51, make it sound good now.
Okay.
Watch it happen.
All right, the book of Acts.
Well, read where you see it.
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 51 down to 53.
Yeah, 51 and 53.
51 and 53, okay.
Yeah, just read where you see it.
51 reads, you stiff and uncircumcised in mind,
yeah,
in ear.
Right.
You do err resist the Holy Ghost.
You always resist the Holy Ghost. He called him a stiff neck because you always try to for another way. You resist this Holy Ghost, right? Is that what he said? 53.
Verse 53. Who have received the Torah instruction.
Now, read
what
I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Verse 53. Who have received the law.
Oh, so it's Holy Ghost. That means you're keeping the what?
The law.
Polluted for the Torah instruction. They say they fill up and they on the wrong day Sunday. How about they sanctified and filled the Holy Ghost in on the wrong day? You see that? So there's that there. So they always resist the Holy Ghost, which is the Torah instruction. And that would exist today? Now read that verse out. Now read where you want to read now. Go on, pronounce sentence and all that stuff now. Go ahead.
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 51 and 53.
Right.
51 reads, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in mind.
Right.
And ear.
Right.
You do always resist the righteous spirit. As your fathers did, so do you.
Right.
Verse 53.
Right, yes.
Who have received the Torah instruction.
Right.
By the disposition of angels.
Right.
Polluted word from innocent spirits.
Right.
And have not kept it.
So you have not kept the Torah instruction. You always resist the Torah instruction. Tell you got a way out, friends, is you resist that. Tell you got to keep the Sabbath day and the feast day. These are, you read in the book of Jubilees, all of them. This the seven-day feast is not man's, it's Yahuwah. He read out a book, he read out a book of Jubilees. This seven-day feast called, this right here, is not man, it's Yahuwah's feast. Mm-hmm. We read that right out of the book of Jubilees. Didn't we read that?
Mm-hmm.
So you resisting the Holy Ghost, the righteous spirit that was sent down to a man on what Yahuwah wants to make him happy. And we resist that and come out, well, we full of it. Yeah, you full of it, all right. See? Because we resist what the man got written in his book for us to do.
Yeah.
Come on back, young line.
Okay. He's reading, well, you ever said that, Acts chapter 7?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, being filled.
Okay. So when you feel with what? The Torah instructions.
Torah instructions.
Then you obedient to that Torah instruction. And we have not kept it. And it's on the right side of the book.
Okay, back to this. He's reading that from Isaiah, precept from Isaiah 33.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 33, verse 5 and 6. Okay, back to Isaiah 33. Come back to Isaiah 33, verse 5 and 6.
Let me get another precept on that, young line. Let me get another precept on that. Let's go to the book of Micah. Let me get another one in on that one. Because see, this is what we became when it come down to this understanding. We became, this is what we have became. And that's why I was getting on the pastors that went out there for 3 months out there, and all of a sudden, you know, she went out there one way, but then she became this way. She mad at me right now. What is everybody mad at me so hard? But in Michael chapter 2, this would happen sometime when you know, you become Michael. Pick up at 2 verse 7.
Michael chapter 2 verse 7. Michael chapter 2 verse 7 reads.
What?
O you that are named.
No, Micah. Malachi. Sorry. Malachi, thank you. Malachi 2, verse 7.
Okay, Malachi chapter 2, verse 7. Read. For the priest. For the priest, seeth lips to keep knowledge.
Knowledge.
And they should seek the first 5 books from the heavenly tablets, Torah instructions at his mouth.
Right.
For he's the messenger of Yahweh of hosts.
That's right.
Verse 8.
But
you are departed out of the way.
You see that?
If you had caused many to stumble at the
and
first
see,
five
you don't call many to stumble by trimming your way to seek love. You don't call many to stumble. Go ahead.
You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, said
yeah.
Yahweh of hosts.
Go ahead.
Verse 8, therefore I have also made you contemptible and base before all the people.
You see that? Go ahead.
According as you have not kept my ways, which
you
have been partial.
You've been partial.
In the first five books.
You see that? Otherwise, you compromise. You trim your way for love. You see where everything, everybody happy and smiling, skinning and grinning, and packing a suitcase up and bringing all the envelopes and putting it in your suitcase, and you get happy and happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do, you'll be partial. You'll hold back some stuff. Because you see the envelope fill up that suitcase. You get partial and partial. Everything you forget, you start speaking in tongues based on what you're looking on in that suitcase, filling up with them envelopes. Then you start speaking in tongues. All right. Back to the young lion. All
right. Okay. All right, does Isaiah 33. Isaiah 33. Okay, we read that on verse 5. Isaiah 33, verse 5.
17.
Okay. 33. Yeah, 33, verse 5. Okay, Isaiah 33, verse 5. Read that again. Mother E.
Isaiah chapter
33,
verse
5.
Verse
5. Judgment. He had filled them up with righteous.
Mm-hmm. Judgment and righteous.
Okay, let's precept one of these what righteous is. What it means to be filled with judgment and righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What it mean? What is judgment and righteous? What is righteous? Start with righteous first.
Mm-hmm.
What is righteous? Okay, Psalm 119, 142, 144. Go ahead, Sister Phoebe, I'll be a prince Israel.
Psalm chapter 119.
Give me that 150. Let me get back there real quick. I'm coming back. So it'll be on point. Okay, Psalms, you said Psalm 119, 142, 144.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
142, 144, and 172. Verse 172. Righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah instruction is true.
So the righteous thought with the first five books, Torah instructions are true. Go ahead.
Verse 144. Righteousness of your testimony, your covenant, is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
Understanding, I shall live. Okay, that 172?
That's 172. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your covenant are righteousness.
All your Torah instructions, first five books, are righteousness. Okay, he had the poor there in Deuteronomy 6:25. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. Sister Phoebe, dear Prince Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse
25.
Now therefore, why should we die?
No, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verse 25.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, as he hath commanded us.
Okay, that go to righteous right there, because he was reading Deuteronomy 6:25. That's the righteousness right there. Okay. Okay, what the judgment starts with right here. Okay. Give me that. Give me the same chapter. We're Deuteronomy chapter 7. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 11. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 11.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 11. You shall therefore keep the Torah instructions and the statutes and the judgments which I command you this day to do them.
Okay, who the you is? Who referring to who the you is? Who the you? Who is he talking about? You gotta find out who's the you. That you, they could be, they probably tools them. The 17 nation might tool themselves in that. But we gotta be clear. We just can't read that you, but we gotta put what goes in that. That
right.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna give an example of that. So to make sure when you see that, what that understanding, because we just can't read with the you. Can't read it with empty. Okay. Look what it says here. All right, I'm going to give a little example here. On this you, but fill in that. Give me Leviticus 20. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 1. It's an example here. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. We're just getting the name real quick and we're coming back. Deuteronomy, Leviticus chapter 20, 1 and 2. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 1 and 2. All right, Mother E.
Leviticus chapter 20, verse
1
and
2. Uh-huh.
Leviticus chapter 20, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying
what, verse 2?
Again, thus shall say to the children of Israel.
So when you see this, you is referring to what in verse 2?
The children of Israel.
That's who that you is referring to. The children of Israel. The whole thing is about the children of Israel. The you and all that, when you read you, you, the children of Israel. Okay? That's who that you is. The children of Israel. All right, I'm coming back. All right. Yeah, I forgot what I was saying. Okay, what you was reading there, Sister Phoebe, up here, Prince Israel?
I read it. You want me to
read it?
Deuteronomy chapter 7. There you go. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 11.
Read it again.
Yeah. Now you understand. Remember I took you there in Leviticus 20. Yeah. Okay, with that understanding, you got to know who the you is here and that understanding here in verse 11.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 11. You shall therefore keep the Torah instructions and the statutes and the judgments which I command you this day.
Well, I thought you was going to read what that you is, because I took you to Leviticus 20. And he says you, whose you is in here, verse 11, because he said you, but you didn't put a name on that you when you read that verse 11. Who is that you in here in verse 11 in Deuteronomy chapter 7? Now, that's
children
why
of Israel.
Okay, you, children of Israel. You, the children of Israel, should therefore keep the Torah instruction. First five books.
Okay.
in the statutes, in the judgments, which I command you, you, the children of Israel, this day to do them. See, we got to read that with that understanding. See, now you're making it talk, making it speak when you do that. But they're not going to see that there. That's why you got to be real ready, okay? That's the statutes and the judgments, right? Okay. All right. Isaiah 33. Okay, verse 6.
Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the ability of these things and threat of salvation, the fear of the Yahweh is his
treasure.
Okay, this wisdom, right? Yeah, and wisdom. Let's get to the heavy titles on this wisdom real quick. Okay, back to that Deuteronomy. All right, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6. Pick up at verse 5 and 6. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Brother O'Shea, Israel, the northern kingdom. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 and 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Verse 5. Behold, I have taught you ways and judgments.
Statutes and judgments.
Even as my Yahweh ordered me, you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Verse 6. Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the 17 nations, which shall hear all these statutes, and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
They say, surely this great nation, referring to us, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. So that will make you wise right there. This is the wisdom here. This is your wisdom and understanding. The first five books. Okay. All right, the knowledge. Okay, back to this Isaiah 33, verse 6.
Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6. And wisdom and knowledge.
Okay, wisdom and knowledge, right? Let's precept that. Wisdom and knowledge. Okay. Wisdom and knowledge, right? Okay. Give me that Proverbs 1:7 real quick. Proverbs 1:7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Mother Z.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and
instructions. Okay. Despise wisdom and instructions. Okay. All right. Give me Proverbs chapter 4. Give me Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. verse 1, 2, and 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 and verse 4. Okay, Brother Oshia, Israel, the northern kingdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 and verse 4.
Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 4. Verse 1, hear ye children, Israel, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. Verse 2, for I give you good doctrine.
A good doctrine, that means that doctrine means teaching. Teaching.
Forsake you not my Torah instruction.
And don't get away from my first five books, Torah instruction. Okay, verse 4.
Verse 4. He taught me also and said unto me, let my mind retain my words. Meaning, let your mind retain my words. Keep my commandments and live.
Keep my Torah instruction, first five books, and live. And live. Right? Okay. Let me see something there. Deuteronomy. See what I want here. All right, Deuteronomy, keep my soul instructions and live, right? Deuteronomy. Let's see what I want. Elder Yada Israel, where that verse would say, I've set before you life and death. Okay, 7th chapter of Deuteronomy. Okay. Deuteronomy 30. All right. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. All right. Let's see what I want. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Pick up at verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. Brother Makai Israel, C. Roy.
Deuteronomy chapter 30. Pick up at verse 15. 15 reads. See, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil.
Death and evil. Okay. All right, skip down to verse 19. Verse 19.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. 19 reads, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death. Blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, and both you and your seed may live.
Choose life. That you, okay. What do you mean by choose? Choose life. Choose life. What do you mean by choose life?
Yeah.
All right, we get it in John real quick. We get in John. What do you mean by choose life? Alright, John 14. Alright, John 14. What do you mean by choose life? John chapter 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. Brother Oshia, Israel, the northern kingdom.
John chapter 14, verse 6. The Father's Son said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me.
But by me. All right, same book, John 8, John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Pick up at 12, John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. See what that says there. John chapter 8, verse 12.
John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spoke the Father's Son again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Light of life. Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to get it here about this life. About this life. Okay, give me Sirach. Matter of fact, I'm getting Proverbs before I go to Sirach. All right, coming back, going to Proverbs. Going to Proverbs real quick. Let's see what I want in Proverbs real quick. Yeah, go ahead, Brother D.F. Israel.
Precept to that Deuteronomy 30:19.
Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 58, verses 12-14.
Yeah, Isaiah 58. Okay, Isaiah 58, verse 12 to what?
14.
12 to 14. Okay.
Let me read. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12. And they that shall be of you shall build the old waste place. You shall raise up the foundation of many generations. And you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Verse 13. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath,
which we on the regular Sabbath and the second day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which we on right now. Go ahead.
Yahuwah.
From doing your pleasures on my righteous day.
I mean, have your mind on other things other than keeping Yahuwah's, taking Yahuwah's business.
And call the Sabbath of delight.
And you call the Sabbath of delight. And your mind on something else.
The righteous of Yahuwah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own way, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Verse 14. Then shall you delight yourself in Yahuwah, and I will cause you to ride upon the high place of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Israel, your father. For the mouth of Yahuwah has spoken it.
Spoken it.
I want to bring back a precept I heard about Micaiah. Run back to that Deuteronomy again, and that, 30 chapter?
Yeah.
Verse 19 and 20. Bring that back one more time. I want to bring a bound precept out of that one, and hope y'all take notes on it. Come back to that verse again and say, sit before you what now?
Yeah,
bring that verse back on tape one more time.
Book of Deuteronomy,
mm-hmm.
Chapter 30, verse 15 and verse...
No, we'll make it 19 and 20.
19,
okay.
19.
Verse 19 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19 read.
Okay.
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you.
Okay.
That I have set before you life and death.
Life and death.
Blessing and curse.
Blessing and cursing.
Therefore choose life.
Choose life.
That both you and your seed may live.
So you got a choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Choose life and live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, precept that Brother Titus says, Sirach 15, 17, and 18. Now, watch this now. We're going to precept that now.
Okay.
We're going to precept that to Sirach chapter 15, 17, 18.
Sirach chapter 15.
Now, listen good.
17 and 18.
What say?
Say not.
Say not.
Okay, say not. I have myself from Yahuwah.
Say not that you can do what?
I will hide myself from Yahuwah.
Say not that you can hide yourself from Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay, should any remember me from above?
Right, if anybody remember me, I can hide myself. He said, don't even say that. Go ahead.
I should not be remembered.
Go ahead.
Among so many people.
Uh-huh.
For what is my soul, my life, among such as infinite number of creatures.
Go ahead.
18. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens, and the deep and the earth, and all that thereof is, should be moved when he should visit.
Well, I'm missing a hit. Come back. I'm missing something. What I'm missing?
That's right, 15.
Yeah, I said 15, 17. Did you read that?
No, hold on. Yeah, there you go. Sirach 15, 17. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I made it early. It said, before man is life and death.
Oh, before man is what?
Life and death.
Go ahead and read.
And brother, him light should be given him.
Read that again.
Sirach 15, 17. Before man is life and death.
Before man. What before man?
Life and death.
Life and death. Go ahead.
And whether him life should be given him.
18.
For the wisdom of Yahweh is great, and he is mighty in power, and behold at all things.
Mm-hmm. So he's peeping at all things. Mm-hmm. So, but read verse 17 again.
Before man is life and death. And whether him like it should be given him.
Mm-hmm. Good. So that man took. Now what that verse you was reading, you were fumbling around with. I'm going to take care of that later on. You're fumbling around with the verse you was reading, but wasn't that the verse? What verse was you just was reading prior to that? You just read something. And then you came back to 15, 17. What was you reading? Now you just reading something, period. You thought you was reading Sirach 15, 17. And the elder correct you and said, no, go to 15, 17. You was reading something. What was you reading?
Yeah.
I was reading Deuteronomy 30.
No. Before you went to...
Is it 14 or...
You just reading something out of Sirach.
The end book.
Right. You were just reading something. Then the elder said, no, I'll go to 15, 17. What was you just got to read? You was reading something, and I was going with you on it, because I waiting to hear what I want to hear, and I didn't hear it. Until the elder...
That was
No, he was in Sirach. You was in Sirach. You was in Sirach, but you was reading, but you wasn't reading 15, 17. You was reading what? You was close by. You was reading something close by that. What was you reading close by that?
And you said, then went to
the... Right. No, we won't stay right here. He was somewhere close to 15, 17. Because he thought he was reading 15, 17. What was he reading?
No.
We come out, it wasn't Sirach.
Isaiah
58, Sirach 14. No, ain't none of that. What was you reading, young line? 15,
17.
You was, no, that is the answer, 15, 17.
Read 15, 17.
What you was reading, 16, 17.
Okay, 16, 17, or what? Deuteronomy?
Sirach.
Sirach 15?
16.
Sirach 16?
Yeah, that's what you
17. 16, 17. Yeah, I was about 16, 17. Say you not, I will hide myself from Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And shall any remember me from above? I shall not be remembered among many people.
Mm-hmm. That was you was reading. Okay, good. That's all I want to know what you were reading. I'll come back with that another time. All right, that's what you were reading. You were reading 16, 17, 20. That was what you were reading. All right, now come on back what you were reading.
That's a lot. Said, now I was inside Benny's side. You really want to survive 15. 17, which was the hit hit precept on that.
Yeah, he wanted that.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And that was precept in life on that Deuteronomy 30, verse 19.
Yeah.
Right. That was precepting that earlier about that life. That's why I was went about choose life and as I thought I was doing. Alright, okay, Sirach. Let's see what I want. That's Sirach 19.
Let me grab one while you work on that one, Brother Jay. All right. Let's see what I do to right now. What else, Yahweh? What else shall we import to Yahweh set before the flame of Israel? Brother Micaiah, let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
See, Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else Yahweh set before the... What was this life that Yahweh set before the children of Israel? Deuteronomy 4, verse 1 and 2, what did he say?
Okay, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
Yes,
verse 1 read.
Mm-hmm.
Now therefore, hearken, hear, O Israel, unto the Torah instructions, unto the Torah instructions which I teach you,
yes,
for to do them, that you may live, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh, your Yahweh, has given you.
Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Yes, sir.
You should not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
Verse 13, what
do
you say?
Verse 13.
Yes, sir.
And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tablets of stone.
So he should say, he commanded you to perform even, you say 10 commandments, right?
Yeah.
Now let's see what he set before him in verse 44, brother. Let's see what was this life portion that was set before him. In verse 44, let's see how he break it down.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 44.
Yes, sir.
44 read.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Torah instruction which Moses set before the nation of Israel.
So he set before the Torah instructions to give them this life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of these 10 commandments, the covenant is the Torah instructions.
Hallelujah. Well,
first five books of Moses. Back over to you, brother. Titus Israel, C. Royal.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. All right. We're back to that, let's see what I want. So back to Sirach. Okay, Sirach 17:10. Sirach 17:10. Sirach chapter 17, verse 10. Sirach chapter 17, verse 10, Mother Z Israel. Yeah, Sirach chapter 17, verse 10.
Sirach.
Okay, who's he says, and the elect shall praise his righteous name.
Isaiah 45:4.
He said what?
Isaiah 45:4.
Okay, let's see what Isaiah 45:4 says. It says, and the elect shall praise his name. Let's see if it says about the elect. There you go, Isaiah 45, verse 4. Go ahead.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4. For Jacob, my servant Israel, my servant saint, and Israel, mine elect, I have even called you by your name. I have surnamed you, though you have not known me.
You say who is elect is what?
Israel.
Okay, is elect Israel. Okay, with that understanding, who they elect is, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to that same verse, Sirach 17, verse 10.
Sirach 17, verse 10. And the elect shall praise his righteous name.
Okay, and but who's the elect here in 45 verse 4 Isaiah?
Okay, and the elect Israel shall praise his righteous name.
Verse 11. Okay, besides this,
he gave them knowledge and the Torah instructions of life for inheritance.
So the Torah instructions is of what? Of life, right?
Right.
Of life for an inheritance. That's what it means about that life, that first five books. Give you light. Okay. And if it give you light, then here in Sirach 19:19. Sirach 19:19. Sirach chapter 19, verse 19. Mother E. Sirach 19:19.
The Torah instruction of the Yahweh is the doctrine of life.
That doctrine only means teaching.
Mm.
The teaching of life. And they that do them, do things that please him, shall receive the fruit of the tree of immortality.
The tree of what?
He
said, do the things that pleases him, right?
Right.
Do the things that pleases him. Okay. All right. Let's go to the back of the book of John real quick. Back of the book of John. Let's see what I want here in the back of the book of John real quick. Go to the back of the book of John. Go to John chapter, On the back of the book of John. Let's see what I want. Give me that John, 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, 22. First John chapter 3, verse 22, Mother Z.
First John chapter 3, verse 22. First John, chapter 3, verse 22, And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his Torah instructions and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
See that? You keep the Torah instructions, that will please him. Do the things that please in his sight. In his sight. Aluyahua. Okay. All right. It said they received the full tree mortality, right? Okay. And it's righteous is what? This righteous lead back to what? So this is a whole nother level spiritual here. Let me see what I want to get here. I'm going to make that wisdom of Solomon real quick. Let me see. Y'all both here. Okay, wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon. The first chapter, chapter 1, 15. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 15. Brother Oshia, Israel of Northern Kingdom. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 15.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 15. For righteousness is immortal.
Righteousness what?
For righteousness is immortal.
It's immortal. See that? So that mortal immortality. Okay, about that mortal immortality real quick. On that immortality, let's go to Corinthians. Let me see what I'm on here, Corinthians. See what I want here. Let me see. About the immortality. Yeah. See in Corinthians. About that. All right. Let's see. See if that's in 2 Corinthians. Let's see. About the immortality real quick.
Immortality?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm there. Yeah. Yep, 15. Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. See what I want. Okay. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Okay, so let's pick up at verse 50. Read till we get the point here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Brother Micaiah Israel.
Say 1 Corinthians chapter 15?
Yeah, pick up at verse 50.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Verse 50 reads, now this I say, brother, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahuwah. Neither do corruption inherit incorruption.
Right. Can't be. All right, verse 51.
51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
All be changed. Verse 52.
52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And he shall, and we shall be changed.
It said that last trump, right? The last trump.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to examine that, we said the end time prophecy on that last trump. On that last trump.
Hallelujah.
All right. They said that last trump, right?
That's deep water in now. Mm-hmm. In deep water now. So you're going to call out the last trump now. No, you're in deep water. Come on, be pleased about that deep water.
All right, we're about this last trump. I'm trying to verse him in the end time prophecy.
Okay. Okay. Call
what is that, Brother Mackay? What is that? Revelation 9?
Last trump.
Last trump. Now, you're going to call it every hand now. Right. They got a game called utility bluffing or not now. You got people that can watch. They got people that can hear your statement. Come on. Come on with that last trump now. Come on with it. Well, let us be edified with that last trump.
Let it roll out.
Let it roll up.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's big talk right there. Where's that last trump? I give you a little hint in it.
I know it's an end time prophecy, okay.
Okay, we know that's talk. 27th chapter of Brother O'Shea of Isaiah. I just throw one in on the table and let him still wiggle since he can put himself out there. 27, particularly read verse number 12 and 13. Because see, this is what's going to happen on that last trumpet. And that last trumpet's going to have something that will tie in. But this ain't the number one answer, but it'll get you heading in the right direction. Look at 12 and 13. Isaiah 27, 12 and 13.
Isaiah chapter 27, verse 12 and 13.
No.
Verse 12.
What?
And it shall come to pass now, in that day.
This is what's going to happen in that day.
Yeah. That the Yahuwah shall beat off from the channel of the river unto the stream of Mizraim.
So he's going to beat off some rivers and all that other stuff. Go ahead.
And ye shall be gathered one by one.
And you're going to be gathered one by one. Let's see, he's talking about the whole Israel. All of this, he's talking about the whole world going to be gathered. Who gonna be gathered, young lion? Bring it.
Verse 13.
No, old children of Israel. That's gonna be gathered. But it's gathering about the children of Israel. Verse 13.
And this will come to pass in that day.
And also gonna come to pass in that day.
That the great trumpet.
What kind of trumpet?
The great trumpet.
That great trumpet is gonna sound. So that great trumpet is sound like a trumpet. That's that great trumpet. Mm-hmm. So now we gotta leave it right there. Now it's back to you all. Brother Titus. Now, we know about that number of that great trumpet that we can read. Since you jumped out there now. All right. The mothers got their eyes and ears all on you now. Mm-hmm. You'll step out there now. Now come on with us a number.
All right.
About this great trumpet.
Now,
young lions, let's do some roaring around here now.
All right.
Let's do some roaring. Help him out, Brother Micaiah.
Yeah, I'm on the case.
You on the case with him?
Yeah, I'm on the case with him.
Brother O'Shea, get in there with him. Get in there with him. Let's get busy. Let's make these minds move. Mm-hmm. See, once you got it, you're going to be all right. I'm telling you. And when you run this thing back to your loved ones and your homeboys, they're going to be dumped out of you and be sitting there watching him. See that? So now it's time for you to be able to run this thing back. Come on. We're talking about the seven trumpet.
Hallelujah.
So now where we going, y'all? No, we got to get a number. So what's up? Why is quiet? Why they don't got quiet now? Why is them got quiet? Huh? Why no noise going on now?
Looking for that great trumpet.
Looking for that great trumpet, huh? So that great trumpet got to have a number to it, y'all. And we can read. Let's read about the great trumpet. Let's read about that number of the great trumpet. We want to read about it. We don't want to talk about it. We want to read about it. That great trumpet. What number is that great trumpet that we can read? That's why you pull your better ass inside. Look at it. Come on over here. What you doing? Let me rehearse the righteous act with you. Let me get to working on you right now. See? And every time we see you got that down pat, we'll give you some more. Because ain't nobody in this ministry ever left when I grow the ministry. They ain't outgrow it. They just got the puffed up spirit and walked away. You know? They ain't outgrow it. No. This thing got no end to outgrowing it.
That's
why. Every time you hear something, you can go another way at it. Now look at it. Now it don't got quiet here. So you might as well put that dang on the table then until another time. But watch yourself with your statements now. Somebody might call and say, what is it?
Let me see if I can put it out there. Look at Revelation 8:8. Let's see if we can get that number. In Revelation 8:8. Brother Micaiah Israel C. Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 8:8. See if we can get a number.
Okay.
8:6. My fault. 8:6. Let's see if we can get a number on this trumpet.
Okay.
Well, you can get an 8:2 too. Now you can get 8:2. Get warm up now.
Yeah, you can get an
8:2. You can get warm up there.
All right.
You can get warmed up in 8:2.
So you got
Okay, the book of Revelation chapter 8, verse 2 and verse 6.
Yeah.
Verse 2 reads, and I saw the seven ministering spirits
mm-hmm.
who stood before Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
and to them were given seven trumpets.
How many?
Seven.
Yeah.
Verse 6. And the seven ministering spirits which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to the sound.
So you see how many trumpets got, that great trumpet is the seventh trumpet. That's the seventh trumpet. Now, we need a little bit more, the seventh trumpet.
Right.
Now, that seventh trumpet got a lot of significance since you jumped off in there.
I read
already. That's a delay. That's called a knee jerk. That's a knee jerk, ABL. That's a knee jerk.
I'm saying he did two answers.
Yeah, we did it already. Back up go forward in the 11th chapter and pick up verse number 15. Go to the 11th chapter, verse 15. Listen good.
Okay. The book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15 reads.
What it read?
And the seven ministering spirits sounded.
And they sounded.
And there were great voices in heaven saying.
What did they say?
The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of Yahuwah.
So now we know when Yahuwah is going to take over this thing. When he's going to take over it.
And come the kings of Yahuwah.
Now, what number is when Yahuwah going to take over?
Seven.
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 So when the seven sound, now we know who get ready to take over now.
Yahuwah.
According to what we can read. We ain't got to look at that one I'm saying. We know, we ain't heard one yet, have we? So we know it ain't going to take over yet until how many we got to hear. Then when we hear seven, what going to happen that we can read? According to that verse, 15. According to 11, 15 now.
The book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 15.
Yeah, according to that verse.
Saying.
What?
The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of Yahuwah, of our Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So we know Yahuwah is not back yet. Because mm-hmm. our people saying he's back already. Well, then, I ain't heard no trumpets down, and he ain't taking over nothing. The last time I looked, I'm still paying water bills. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing everything's still going in the hands of the 17 nations.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we know Yahuwah is not back yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we jump out there now. Somebody always, we always listening now.
Can we get 10, 7 also?
10 verse 7, go ahead.
Revelation chapter 10 verse 7.
Yeah, and break that down for us. When you get it, break it down.
But in the days of the voice of the seven ministering spirits,
yep.
when he shall begin to sound,
yep.
trumpet,
mm-hmm.
the trumpet of Yahuwah the Son should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, 12 tribes of Israel.
No, he declared nothing to 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes.
His servant, Yahuwah.
No, according to the verse. Read the verse.
Read it like it is.
Have declared to his servants the seal.
So that's who he declared it to.
Okay.
He ain't declared Jack to the tribes. To the tribes, they ain't getting nothing. They got to get it from the order of things.
Order.
Now read that verse again with that understanding.
Revelation is chapter 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh ministry spirit,
yeah.
when he shall begin to sound
yeah.
the mystery of Yahuwah the Son,
to be what?
Shall be finished.
Now watch this now.
As he has declared to his servants the seal.
Okay, good. Now when did he declare that to the seal that we can read? Amen. Mm-hmm. You jump out there now.
First Kings.
Now when he declared this to the seal? Yeah, when did he declare this to the seal that we can read? Okay.
See.
Back up to 1 verse 40 of Luke. When he declared these things. Back up to Luke 1 and 7.
Yahuwah.
1 verse 7. A.B.F. Peter. When he declared this. 1 verse 7 of Luke. When did he declare these things to the seer. According to Luke 1:7, when did he declare it? According to Luke 1:7.
Luke
Y'all get your precepts together, because they might come up. When did he do it?
Chapter 1.
Huh? They're going to get down. 1 verse 7. When he declared it.
Luke chapter
1,
verse
7.
They had no child.
No, Luke 1:7.
Oh, 70?
70. So when he declared all this, and we can read.
Luke chapter 1, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
As he spake by the mouth of his righteous seers,
mm-hmm.
which have been since the world began.
So when he declared this, and so who was the first one he declared to happen? So he declared this thing all the way from Adam. Adam can tell you about this thing that he declared to Adam. He declared to his righteous seer since the world began.
Mm-hmm.
So when you jump out there now, you might be called to the carpet. And see, can you come past that?
That was
his answer to that one question. Well, I know, but it's supposed to declare, right? That's how it's going to happen. Because somebody else going to call you to the table on it. Then you have to can't be bumming around. You have to go get busy on it. Like they ask you, okay, well, why you call yourself a seer? Yeah, I got to go get busy and go in the Bible and show up. I don't know what I'm talking about. Just go in the Bible and show up.
Yeah, well,
see, you got to go in the Bible and show up. So when you jump out there, somebody might call you, what's the precept to that? Then what happened next? You got to have ducks in line now. Because somebody might jump in there on you. I'm telling you in advance. You know how you get them all boxed up before the boxing starts. You get them all boxed up, right? You take them getting pre-boxing already.
You read Luke 1:70, right?
Mm-hmm.
Acts 3:21. Acts chapter 3, verse 21. Mother Z, Acts 3:21.
Read verse 18 to get warmed up.
Yeah, read verse 18.
Just getting warmed up.
Acts 3:18-21. Mm-hmm.
So he gave them heads up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So he gave them heads up exactly what he's going to do. So when you're reading about it, he always gave them heads up in advance. At every step of the way, he gave them heads up. Go ahead.
Who the heavens must receive until the time of
restitution.
Of all things which Yahweh has spoken by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began.
And what he said since the world began in Ezekiel 38, verse 1. Read that, Mother Z. Let me show you what he said since the world began. See, remember one thing. We on national radio. You got to suck it up with to get the information. Comebacks you don't have to say. Just suck it up and write. 38 verse 1. Listen to this.
Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 1.
Mm-hmm. Watch this.
Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Verse 1.
What?
And the word of Yahweh came unto me,
saying. Saying what in verse 17? Just read till we get our point. Saying what in 17?
time.
Listen.
Old times by my servant.
The servant. The servant.
Who I have spoken in old times by the servant.
By my servant.
By my servant, the seer.
Of who?
Of Israel.
That's it right there. So now how do you, how do you spoke since the world began? By what? How do you spoke?
By the mouth of his seals.
Since when?
Since the world began.
The seals of who?
The seals of old
times. The seals of who?
Israel.
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 So when you hear anybody else come up with any statement, he said, wait a minute, no, he spoke to the seals of Israel.
Hallelujah.
You're not Israel, Latter-day Saints.
That's right.
You're not Israel. So he ain't spoke nothing to you. He spoke to his servants of Israel since the world began. Is that what we read?
Yeah.
So that's, so y'all got to be able to bring that out. So you got to bring that out and get to your right position. Remember, y'all started reading that 33, 5 and 6 of Isaiah. Y'all, I heard it read about three times tonight. So this all connects with that. So that is the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
So all this mystery going to be declared. He already told the mystery. That's why those of learning don't have to watch what I say. We can read the Bible and I tell you what signs to look for it is.
Yeah.
We can just read the book. We ain't got to, oh, we ain't got to catch no news.
Mm-hmm.
We know the next power rulership we read in last night lesson. Who would be the next power rulership that we can read? That we can read.
Yeah, right.
We read last night. And night folks. Who would be the next ruling power that we can read out about?
Yeah,
that we can read.
Yeah, right.
See, this is what this is all about. Get y'all prepared to understand everything is told in the book. So the next ruling power would be who that we can read.
Second Ezra chapter 6.
Verse 9.
Read.
Verse 6. Read.
2
Ezra chapter 6, verse 9.
Really?
For Esau and his five sons is the end of the world.
They what?
Esau and his five sons is the end of the world.
And so they're going to be the end of the world. Go ahead.
In Israel.
In Israel.
The 12 tribes of Israel is the beginning of it that follows.
So you see, so who's going to be the next ruling ship, Paul?
Israel.
Israel.
Yeah, so now, how did that going to happen? That's why we're working on it right now. How it's going to happen. So we clearly, it's going
to
come from us.
Yeah.
So we got to implement. That's why we trying to get everybody prepared on one mind and one accord, because this is how it's going to happen. Then once this happens, we go to Jeremiah, and this is what's going to happen. See, we got to be able to paint the picture, Brother O'Shea. We're going to paint the picture in the 51st chapter of Jeremiah.
Uh-huh.
This is what's going to happen. When we got this thing down pat, we're going to show you what's going to happen that we can read. Remember, what we can read, we're going to show you. You remember we read what Isaac said when Abraham told him something? He didn't give him no back lip. See, we got to get the back lip down and put it to the side. And get out of our feelings and let's do book. Because you're going to be tried by the rest of them. And if you ain't prepared by us, we'd be at a fault. If we don't try you now before you get out there, then you'll get sucked up every time. That's why you got to suck it up in class, get the information, because it's going to come up again. And you got to be ready for it, not giving comebacks, giving scripture. Now, this is the whole goal in Jeremiah chapter. The whole goal is Jeremiah 50, verse number 33 and 34. What is the whole goal that we can read?
Jeremiah.
Brother O'Shea, bring that out. This is the whole goal. So you got to see the whole goal of a painting of a picture.
Yeah.
This is the whole goal as you paint the picture. That's why when you catch the L or the seal break in on you, it's not to, it's to help you, get you prepared, get you all boxed up for the fight. We're trying to get you boxed up for the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Not to give us combat. Then we got to go another way about the next 20, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. We're getting you boxed up for the fight. 50 verse 4 and 5. What does it say? Brother O'Shea.
Chapter 50.
Yes, sir. Verse 4 and 5.
Verses 4 and 5. Verse 4. In those days and in that time, said Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come. They and the children of Judah.
How many is that? 12. No, we know it's 12, but what is he saying here? So we see it's something here got a little different thing in it, a different spin in here. He's saying those days, and at that time, said Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
the children of who?
Israel.
That's one bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They should come.
Mm-hmm.
They and the children of Yahweh.
And that's another bunch.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's the two bunches.
Mm-hmm.
So that means these two bunches can come what kind of way? The next verse.
Right there.
So you know that it got to be a bridge, got to be broad. So you got to know this thing when it's all said and done, Brother O'Shea. This thing all about bringing Israel and Judah, what kind of way?
Yeah.
Together. So how is it going to be? So that's why this message is so important, because that's what we said the trend to fulfill this prophecy. There's a split now between Israel and Judah.
Right.
So now we got to bring them. What kind of way according to what we can read?
Together doing what?
Mm-hmm. Together doing what? According to what we read?
Going and weeping.
They should go. Who's the date?
Children of Israel.
No. Children of Israel.
Where
are you at? The children of Israel and Yahdah Judah. See, you got to paint that picture.
Hallelujah.
See, you got to paint that picture. This talking about one day that the children of Israel, and how many is the children of Israel that we can read? None of them got quiet. None of them got blank. I'm talking to a bubble of shit. None of them got blank. This is what I'm trying to tell you. But we're about respect the person. We're about getting yourself prepared to help others to come. And you ain't going to do that by hanging around the congregation of the dead. Mm-hmm. This information you got to have to take your rightful position as leader, you got to have this. When the question asked, how many of the children of Israel, you both go read the book and get busy on it. No, we talking.
No, he talking to somebody else.
Now we better get you right, because all this going to come back. So when you get home with the better half, you put it on her. So start getting up a pad. Then when the homeboys come around, you throw these questions on the homeboy. How many of the children of Israel that we can read? See, as you funneling around now, then they're going to be funneling around you and say, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now let's go find out how many is the children of Israel that we can read. Huh? Because you got to be able to read everything. Can't talk it over with. Book time now. Go back to 1 Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Run to 1 Kings. When the question asks, how many of the children of Israel, you both get busy on your notes, call one of the young lions on and say, look here, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. Well, I want to rehearse the righteous act with you. Yep. I want to rehearse the righteous act with you. Now, we're going to find out how many of the children of Israel. And pick it up at the 11th chapter,
yeah.
And pick it up at verse 26. Let's read the storyline. 1 Kings 11, 26. And let's find out what happened. What was the prophecy on it? 11, 26, 1 Kings. Brother O'Shea, I'm pulling for you. Because you're going to be the one that put the finger on the north of the kingdom and get them on the page that the Bible saying. We had a sister from Northern Canada, but then she gets the big head. She got the big head and said, I should be the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Northern Canada? She said she should be a teacher. She got the big head. That's why every time we get people on their feet, they get the big head.
Mm-hmm.
I should be the teacher. What about the seer and the elders? Oh, I'm itself before that arm got past them. See how they mind get? 11:26, let's read about it. Come on.
1 Kings chapter 11, verse 26.
Now, who is this?
And Jeroboam, son of Nebat.
Now, okay, son of Nebat.
And
what? What is he?
An Ephrathite.
No, what does that mean? He's from what tribe?
Ephraim.
Who's his father?
Ephraim.
That's right. See, that I-T-E, it let you know that he's talking about the majority of them.
Yeah.
He's an Ephraimite, right? That's who he is. What about it?
Of Zerida.
Yeah.
Solomon's servant.
But who was he?
Solomon's servant.
Go ahead, read.
Whose mother's name was Zeruah.
Mm-hmm.
A widow woman.
Widow woman.
He lifted up his hand against the king.
You see what he did? Now what did he do?
Lifted up his hand against the king.